Hey, howdy. Canada and the United States of America, they've got a trade war going on. Carney has called it that. That's the Prime Minister of Canada. He has said, this is war. It's not really great wordage when you use it that way, but that's what he said, and it certainly is a trade war, I guess. But maybe whisper it. Don't yell it out like that, because you might not get back into the war. So Carney, he walked out of the meetings, apparently. It's a lot of huff and puff, and I don't get it, and Canadians don't get it. I mean, what is going on here? I mean, the United States has managed to do deals successfully with Japan and Britain and so many other countries, and they seem unable to get a deal done with Canada. And is that the U.S.'s fault? That's what Carney would have everyone believe. But there's two sides. Oh, there's three sides to every story, yours, mine, and the truth. I mean, what is the truth here? And we don't know. I mean, people are upset in Canada. I think 90% of the people are in favor of what the PM is doing. And that same percentage, of course, is against Trump. So is it a personality thing? They've had 11 years now of being told by a government-owned, or certainly controlled, media in Canada that Trump's a bad guy. So they've taken it down to personalities. And Carney's done a very good job of that. And he's using that to his benefit. And politically, is this political? Maybe, because there's three, I think, by-elections coming up in Canada pretty soon, and people are in favor of what Carney's doing. Hey, you're against the bully and the cha-cha, and everybody's happy. Not so fast. I mean, firstly, what's the content? No one knows. What is it that made you walk out of the meetings? They asked for something like, what? No one knows. Again, you know, you're having an argument, and the people are on your side, and they don't even know what you're arguing about. I mean, the PM's delivery needs a little work. Now, so does Trump's, of course. I mean, he's not doing the negotiations directly, but he gets bombastic about 2 in the morning, I think, when he wakes up. He starts to fire out tweets and different things, but we already know that. That, again, isn't the content. What he's saying, and so many Americans are saying, is the PM is unreasonable in Canada, and this on and off again. Business, you know, Trump says we have a deal, Carney says we have a deal, and then there isn't any deal. It's stressful. And what is that going to do to the countries? Well, certainly in Canada, it's a real mess. I mean, the Canadian dollar is going down, and manufacturers are looking to move, and many of them are extremely upset. And this trade agreement, I mean, they both agree on the wedding, but they don't agree on who they're going to marry. I mean, kind of get it together here. Now, whose problem is it? Will the wedding actually take place, if ever? And what happens if it doesn't? You know, here's a story for you. My wife was screaming at me, leave, get out of this house, she demanded. As I was walking out the door, she yelled, I hope you die a slow and painful death. I turned around and replied, so now you want me to stay? Make up your mind. Get a deal done or walk away from it. Do something. But the Washington to Ottawa, the big concern, I think, is, again, we don't know the content. But one of the concerns, it would appear, is that they want to prevent Chinese steel and aluminum and other goods from reaching the U.S. by the back door. Of course, the back door being Canada. And, you know, another point here that is possible, I guess, is the Canadian high tariffs on dairy and eggs. I mean, Canada's dairy tariffs on U.S. imports have been going on for a very long time, and I know Trump has mentioned this. Is this part of it? Again, we don't know. In the real world, in the normal world, we shouldn't know. Governments are hired to do this, get the job done, and come out of the ether, don't you know? But because it's so far advanced and there's so many emotional things going on, I think the Canadians have the right to know. But look at these tariffs that Canada charges the U.S. that Carney doesn't mention, and I'm sure that the U.S. wants these removed, right? You got 200% on general dairy products, up to 300% on butter, 245% on cheese, 200% on cream, 201% on skim milk powder. I mean, is that part of the reason why he walked away? And when he walked away, he made this absurd statement about you guys, the U.S., don't like, basically he was saying, don't like us French people. Bah. And he talked about French culture and so on. You know, there's elections coming up in Quebec, so I guess that's his base. So he needs to tighten that up and keep it tight all of the time. But what a silly thing to say. I mean, the U.S. ambassador said, well, that's just not accurate. I speak French, my kids speak French. That never came up. Now, with regards to that French language thing, I think when you're negotiating with America and they only speak English, you should probably just speak English. Kind of would make sense to me. I mean, and now Carney's saying, we're going to go dollar for dollar with tariffs. You did it to us, call it $20 billion. We're going to do it to you as well. The good news is Alberta wasn't part of that with regards to the oil and all the energy items that they have. But we're going to do it as well. So he's doing that. Okay, well, let's dig into that. In addition to that, Carney said, I'll give upwards to $5.5 billion to the businesses. So the taxpayers now are heavily involved. I mean, they're engaged in this, and they know it or not. So effectively, they're shielded, they being the manufacturers, they're shielded or sheltered now from this impact because the government's given them the money. It's just another bailout. I mean, go do your job. Go negotiate and get it done. Is it dairy? Is it butter? I mean, whatever it is, for heaven's sakes, get with the bloody program. You know, what's in a name? Just a little bit of humor here now as we're going through this, okay? Lighten up. It's the end of the sermon. And now I'll give you some other stuff. What's in a name? Canada needs to change some names. I mean, the left is into cancel culture and changes names. They change names that seem to offend them. But I'm offended by some of the names that they have. The right needs to champion a few name changes that are unfair names in Canada. By elections. Oh, by? B-I? I don't want to hear that anymore. We've got to come up with something else. The Trans-Canada Highway? Who? What? The Trans-Canada Highway? I don't get that either. More changes? I mean, you know, President Trump, he even mentioned that Lake Ontario should be called Lake America. That's funny. I take it as funny, but of course you have so many politicians that are taking that as a serious thing. I don't know. Just go back to the table and negotiate. Negotiate means you have to give and you have to take. And I don't know that the U.S. is being that unreasonable. I don't know that because, again, we don't know the content. And lastly, a little more here. I've noticed that everyone who owns a boat in the U.S. is a Trump supporter. That's because there's no government program that gives boats away. You have to work for a boat. Y'all come back. See ya.